episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We're on the downhood slide towards the school holidays.
I'm not just going to say I'm the only one because it's never the case, but I don't know if everyone out there at the moment, because we're on that downward slide, are your kids emotional? My kids are emotional, so emotional.
Yeah.
I'm not going to school. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Don't want to do tennis anymore. What the fuck? Sorry. When did we do this?
Yeah, we had the whole don't want to do dance anymore. Done 12 years of it. Don't want to do it anymore. And even to the point where they go, never wanted to do it really. Just did it because our friends were doing it. It's not true.
Oh
but
gosh.
It's like you don't know what's real and what's not, whether they're just emotional and tired.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that's frustrating me at the moment. I had to go and take Amelia to the orthodontist the other day. She's got braces and there was something like broken or I don't know, some wire had come out from somewhere. Anyway, they fixed it up and all fine. And they said, just making sure you're cleaning your teeth properly. They're pretty strict on you have to brush your teeth at least 3 times a day, preferably after every time they eat. But it's a full-on process because you have to get the floss right in there, in the wires and everything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't clean them properly, basically they stain where the braces are on and it's something that you can't then do anything about.
Whoa.
I'm getting so frustrated because she's not doing her end of the bargain. She's not brushing them and looking after them and flossing them for as long as she's supposed to. And so I've got to the stage now where I'm like, this costs $7,000. $7,000. If you don't start brushing them and looking after them properly, we're just going to go back into the orthodontist. I'm going to say, take them off. She can deal with her wonky teeth when she's an adult. And then you can just suck it up and deal with it like I now have to because my teeth are wonky because my parents didn't fix them up when I was a child. And I haven't sorted mine out because I've spent the money on hers.
That's what I would have probably gone down the track of going, you know what? Take them off.
Yeah.
I'll wear them.
Yeah.
I'll have them. I want straight teeth. I'll look after them.
Yeah. When you're 30.
Don't come to me when you're crooked teeth. I only got Invisalign after Elsie was born. And I remember my mum saying to me, what are you doing? What are you doing that for? I looked at her. I was like, because you never did. You didn't fix them, so I'm fixing them, and it's something that I want to do. She was like, oh, I think you're ridiculous. Nothing wrong. It's a beautiful smile. You don't need to fix it. I'm thinking, oh, my God, are you blind?
Am I a bad mum for telling them not to bother trying? This is a controversial one because I like the school that my kids go to and they do a great job and obviously they're there to learn, but there are certain things that I don't care about as much as others.
Okay.
I'm starting to change my mind a little bit on math. So I was always like math, science, English.
Yeah.
They're the most important subjects. That's what we always had growing up. And that's, you know, if they don't do well enough in English or math at their school, they get offered or get invited to do extra math or extra English because they really want to get those skills up. Now, I'm at the stage where I'm not sure about maths because it's really fucking hard, grade 8 math.
Yeah.
And they were trying to do some work the other day, some homework the other day, and I'm just like, it just blows my mind. I'm like, they're asking me for help. I don't know how to help. The teacher, I've even spoken to the teacher on the phone going, I don't know how to help them with this. And he's like, oh, you know, it'd be really helpful if you could sit down with her. Well, it's helpful if I can sit down with her and know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing, so it's not helpful.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do they expect you to know what you're doing if you're not actually doing it?
And so I had a moment of going, you know what? I said, rightly or wrongly, said to Holly, you know what? Don't even bother with algebra. You are never going to need algebra in your life. You will never need that ever, ever again.
So
don't even bother trying it. It's too hard.
What
Pack it away. We're not doing math anymore. Concentrate on the other subjects, not religion.
I was like, what is she going to say to her teacher?
Well, yeah, see, this is the thing. That was in the moment. We talk about the 90-second rule.
Yeah,
you need to wait when you're mad and you're frustrated. Wait until because stuff comes out of your mouth and they're never going to forget that.
I get where you're coming from in the sense of if they're asking me for help and I don't quite understand how to do it, I just don't do it. Mm. Like I just go, well, there's no point me trying to teach you something that I have no idea about. And then I'll make a mess of it because I'm going to try and teach you in a different way that the teacher's teaching you. And then by the time you go back to the teacher, I've made an absolute mess of it and you're going to try and learn.
They even early on in school, they were talking about number facts. And I was like, what are number facts?
Yeah, I think.
And then I was like, is it times tables? Or anyway, I was like, we didn't use that language because then I would show them how to do stuff my way. And that we don't learn it like that. And then they're having a go at you. You're only trying. I don't want to be doing math homework. I've done maths. I did it. I did it and failed.
It's 100% me this morning. And I was only doing grade two maths.
But it got me thinking about things that you learn as a kid that you will never need ever again.
Yeah.
So like learning the recorder, for example. We all learned the recorder at school.
No one's professional at no one's a professional recorder player.
No, you never hear a song on the radio and there's a bit with a recorder in it. No one ever uses a recorder after they're about five again. Origami class, this is something I did.
Okay, I never did it. We've discussed this. I wouldn't even know where to start, nor do I know that I've got the patience to do it.
I actually went after school. This was an after school activity. I did origami. Army class, folding bits of paper into animals.
There must have been a good looking boy or something. Surely there would have been a draw card to that class. I would never have stepped foot in it.
Well, as I got older as a teenager, the boy that did origami class would not have been what I would have gone for. I gave up violin because I fancied the guy that used to walk home from school near me and I got embarrassed carrying a violin case.
Oh.
I used to leave my violin at school on days where he would leave.
Oh, was he a bit too cool for school? So he would say something about violin.
Yeah, he's a bit too cool. But, I mean, he's a drug addict now and
but
low life. But back then he was quite cool. Worth giving up the violin for. Not anymore. Clarinet. My sister used to play the clarinet. It was the most horrible sound.
Yeah, but clarinet, you still need it. Like if you're a professional.
If you're a professional clarinet player. You've got to be in like an orchestra. Because I don't think those instruments are used in like...
I'm really trying to think of one. Mine probably was sewing.
Yes.
I never used it again.
But that's one that you did need. You did need that. Now you're a dance mom. You needed to be able to sew. That was an important skill.
Yeah.
But instruments in general, like, because I played the violin and it was a horrible sound as well because I wasn't very good at it. But what is it with instruments? You either completely nail them, like people play them and they're really talented and they sound beautiful. But if you're anything less than amazing at it, it's just the most awful sound.
Horrible.
Horrible sound.
We've got violin in our house that we've spoken about several times. And then guess what today happens to be? The gala day. And I was like, oh, how do I get out of this? 6 till 7:30 p.m. I was like, please, I've got an online course to attend.
Yeah.
But Gracie's devastated. So I was like, okay, I'll miss it and I'll catch up. But far out.
Yeah, I know.
An hour and a half, I'll never get back.
Well, talking about time you'll never get back, do you know the song that I've been hearing nonstop in the car, at home, on repeat?
Yeah.
Another thing that do we really need to know this at school? They're learning about the periodic table.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the song that I've been listening to nonstop.
And now, ASAP Science presents the elements of the periodic table.
Yeah. There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere.
Catchy.
Nitrogen all through the air with oxygen so you can breathe, in fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the sign, sodium for salty times,
magnesium.
Aluminium, silicon.
See, I know, I was waiting for that. I said to them, that's my favorite part, magnesium.
That's what the girls are using to learn from?
Yeah.
That's so good.
So they've been learning that song and then they had their science exam.
You've remembered it. You've carried it on. It was definitely not something that you learned that you've never used again because you're using it again. Who would have thought that would have been?
Yeah.
When you had children later on down the track, you would share it with them.
I know. So the only use with knowing the periodic table is passing it on to the next generation of children who are also learning something that they never need to know in life until they then have to teach it to their children who also don't need it for life.
I know. Look, general population, they don't need it. But if you want to be a scientist, you need to know that.
I don't know that I'm a scientist.